and how to build a tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we're going to talk about liberal boycotts. Before we get into that, I want to let you know that this show is part of the Cross Politic Network. Go over to their website, become a member, get a lot of great benefits, help join the team as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If you want to reach out to me with any comments, questions, topics you'd like me to cover, I love hearing from you. Please reach out on Twitter or Instagram, howtobuildatent.com. Or no, it's howtobuildatent. If you want to email me, it's matt@howtobuildatent.com. So I want to talk about liberal boycotts today because it's been in the news recently. And I think as Christians, as business leaders, we need to have a thoughtful, not only understanding of what to do in these situations, but to have a plan thought out on what we're going to do and how do we respond to these things. And the reason I wanted to talk about that today is because I come from California, and one of the most recent boycotts that there has been in the news is In-N-Out Burger. Oh man, that is one of the things that makes it so hard to live on this island, that In-N-Out is not in Hawaii. But I want to talk about it because they're getting boycotted. And there's some interesting things to think about from a Christian perspective, from a business perspective, not just with boycotts in general, but even with a company like In-N-Out. Like, what should you do if you're being called out from the liberals to stop supporting the GOP? And that's what the call for their boycott was, that they support the GOP. Now, the interesting thing about In-N-Out is, one, it's in California, or it's based in California. It started in California. It's a hallmark of California. It's one of the things you do when you go to California. I always pick up a burger when I go to California for business now, or visit family, or whatever it is. And they're in a super liberal, one of the craziest, wackiest states, one of the harshest business climates to work in, to operate in, to have employees. It's super costly, and there's a lot of regulations, especially in the health sector. So what In-N-Out Burger does is they donate to pro-business GOP politicians and also pro-business Democrat politicians. But for some reason, all of a sudden, this has become an issue with the liberals. And the real reason is liberals have gone crazy and they have declared war. Trump has, for better or worse, if you like him or not, has caused them to go off the rails. Trump has started to fight back against them, doesn't back down, and it has caused them to go crazy. And that's what they're doing. And you can look at sites like grabyourwallet.org, and we're going to look at that in a second. But they've decided that anyone who supports the GOP, who supports Donald Trump, deserves to be targeted. So what should we do? Because this has happened a lot. They've been going after the NRA, who is an association with the biggest one, I think it is the biggest association that is looking after our Second Amendment rights as Americans to keep and bear arms. I'm sure you've heard of them. And they have caused companies to stop giving incentives for having an NRA membership. I remember the big push was for rental car companies to drop their rental car discounts for NRA TV or NRA, the association. And I didn't even know that you got discounts. I travel a lot and I use rental car services a lot. And I didn't even know you got a discount for being an NRA member, which I am one. And now, because they made a conscious effort to fight against the NRA and to boycott the NRA, even not support them as businesses, I won't use them. So In-N-Out is a very interesting case to discuss because they claim or they espouse Christian values. They have Bible verses on their cups. I don't know if they are today, but they were founded as a Christian company, a Christian family company. Their daughter now owns it. I think she was the youngest billionaire just because she inherited it when her parents tragically died in a plane crash. I think that's how it was over in Van Nuys. There's this Christian company who is donating to the GOP and to Democrats just because they're trying anything to do to get a favorable business environment. So what should you do as an In-N-Out, as a Christian company? And first, I want to set aside the boycott issue for a second and just ask the question and want you to think through it is, as a business, regardless of how favorable you get treatment from Democrats, if you donate to them, should you be donating to Democrats as a Christian business? I feel like you shouldn't. I feel like the Bible is clear that we shouldn't be supporting people, even politicians. We shouldn't be supporting organizations that hold up sin, that elevate sin, that celebrate sin. And the Democrat Party does that. If on the abortion issue alone, the Democrat Party is antithetical to our Christian values. They are at war with our Christian values, to make it more extreme. So as a Christian company, if you are in a place, if you're in a bigger company that is lobbying for support for any state, not just California, but any state, and you're looking and deciding whether to support Democrats to help support your cause or to get a favor, I would really pray about that and rethink it, because I don't think that God would be happy with us supporting a party that fundamentally is against his word, against his law, against the Bible, against the church. They are actively supporting abortion, gay marriage, the homosexual lifestyle, things that God uses as a symbol, as a flag for us to recognize that God is giving people over. So, okay, going back to the boycott, what should In-N-Out do? They shouldn't do anything. In fact, or maybe they should say that, I should say it this way, they should stand firm and just let the hype go, let them have their outrage, and then they will move on. Something that I have noticed, being a political junkie, a fan who's always listening to talk shows and the news and reading and observing and all that good stuff, is liberal boycotts go by really quickly. They don't have the stamina, if you will. They don't have the endurance. They don't have the perseverance to continue a boycott. You see this with Chick-fil-A. You see this with who else would be a company that has done this? Hobby Lobby. So my advice for In-N-Out is to stand firm, to endure, to brace yourself for the storm, and it's going to pass. The liberal boycotts are not long-lasting. They don't impact your bottom line in the long term. They might have an immediate impact just because the media loves to cover them and give them press, but after a while, they go away, because for a majority of these people, the issue isn't the issue that they have. They are trying to bully people. They're trying to win a war. They're trying to gain power. But the individual issues that they boycott people over isn't the issue itself. So it's something that will pass over, that they don't even really believe in themselves. It's a bigger purpose. It's just a step. It's a tactical step that they're trying to take to bully people into agreeing with their overall agenda. And we see this with Chick-fil-A. We've seen this with Hobby Lobby. These are companies that have not changed their principles. They have withstood the storm. So if you ever are in a position of leadership in a big company, or have a small company, or have your own business, and they come after you, stand strong in the Lord. Stand strong on your principles. Do not change. Do not give in. Don't give in to the mob, because it's going to pass. It's only for a short season. And just like these other companies that we talked about, Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby, you're going to withstand the storm. Now, the government is a whole different issue, and the government can come after you, and that's going to be hard. Just ask the Colorado Baker. But I'm just talking about specifically the boycotts, the non-government force, and that's the danger of the big government, is they have the force and they have the resources to wait you out and to persevere. So another great reason for Christians to be small government, limited government people. So wait it out. On the flip side, I want to talk about companies that support liberal ideas, not just donate to Democrats. That is your call. If you think you should be supporting companies that you know are supporting Democrats and the agenda that they support. But what about the companies that are actively pursuing anti-Christian values, that are raising up secular values, that are raising up humanist values? Should you be supporting them as Christians? And this has been a funny thing for me to watch as a conservative myself, is for some reason our side of the aisle is very hesitant to do boycotts. But I think that God has given us a responsibility to use our money that he's given us, his money, that he's given us, and as a good steward, to use it for things that support and edify and further the kingdom of God, not for using and spending that money on companies that are going to be fighting against us. So I would prayerfully want you to consider as well to go on the attack, not just weather the storms, but don't put your money into companies, into individuals, into brands that are at war with the Christian ideal, the Christian worldview. And I love what the CrossPolitik guys were talking about with schools, even just with public schools. Like, you need to take the sacrifice, take the hit, and get your kids out of those public schools because that hurts their bottom line. Get your kids out of those state-run institutions. And that principle should carry along also into the private sector with who you do business with. If a vendor that you are doing business with is going against your values as a Christian, don't do business with them anymore. We need to fight, just like that great slogan by CrossPolitik, right? Fight, laugh, feast. There is a time to fight. We need to step up. We need to stop letting them control the battlefields, and we need to take the fight to them as well. So I hope that's encouraging. Remember, stand firm in the Lord. Don't back down to the liberal hype. It's just going to pass you by, and it's a short season. Stay strong. Have courage and consider and prayerfully consider if you're going to be doing business with people that are at war with the Christian value, Christian worldview. If you want to reach out to me and talk to me about this, have any questions about it, reach out to me at Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.